Michigan lands some money to help out pollinators. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The federal government has a competitive program for state wildlife grants. Michigan and Wisconsin are getting $500,000 to help protect several species of bees and butterflies that are in trouble. Jim Hodgson is with the Midwest region of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
They're partnering together to restore grassland, prairie, and savanna habitats that will benefit the rusty-patched bumblebee, the yellow-patched bumblebee, monarch butterflies, the frosted elfin, mottled dusty wing butterfly, and the endangered Karner blue butterfly.
He says the idea is to try to help out species that are in trouble and try to keep them off the endangered species list. This is the Environment Report. There's a coalition of federal and state agencies working to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. Mark Gaydon is part of that group. He's with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This coalition that you're part of just came out with an Asian carp plan for the year ahead. What are the major goals here?
We have a three-pronged approach to the Asian carp problem right now. It's monitoring, so eyes and ears and boots on the ground to know where these fish are. It's management, ongoing activities to keep these fish from moving around, to limit their reproduction, and then contingency planning. Based on that monitoring, if the Asian carp are found somewhere where they shouldn't be, we have a contingency plan or specific actions that we can take to deal with the problem. In 2016, we're going to double the fishing effort in the Dresden Island Pool, which is the leading edge of Asian carp. That's in Illinois, in the Dresden Island Pool in Illinois. So we're going to have much more commercial fishing in that to remove it, and already we've removed tons and tons. We're going to significantly increase our monitoring in 2016 throughout the Chicago area waterway system and in the rivers in Illinois. But I really want to stress that the contingency plan, which is brand new, is a sea change in thinking, because what it does is it outlines what exactly you can do if these fish are found where they shouldn't be. It commits the agencies who are part of the response to take that action.
How close are the leading edges of the carp populations to the Great Lakes?
The adult population of Asian carp, unfortunately, is still about 50 miles from Lake Michigan. So that's quite a distance, and there are some public works in between. A couple of locks, because the Illinois water system is a barge canal, and they have locks to move boats around. So locks do serve as a deterrent of the movement. And then there's also an electrical barrier between the leading edge of the fish and Lake Michigan.
There's a new federal study that just came out that found that small fish can be trapped between barges and can get through locks and electric barriers. How concerned are you that the same thing could happen with little Asian carp, that they could get through the system of electric barriers that's on the Chicago Sanitary and Shipping Canal and get to Lake Michigan?
We're very concerned about the fact that small Asian carp could be caught in a shadow of a barge, they call that entrainment, and moved beyond the electrical barrier, from below the barrier to above the barrier. It's very real. The studies have shown that these carp can get in sort of an eddy or a sort of a protected zone and move past the barrier. There are studies going on now about how that can be stopped. Are there practices that the barge industry could do that would ensure that there are no carp between the barges before they set off? Lots of things that need to be looked at, but that's a very, very disconcerting study, really, that says that this is a possible way that these fish can get past that electrical barrier.
Mark Gaydon is with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.